Shurtleff says the success of the Utah Compact and the state's comprehensive immigration reform package passed during the 2011 legislative session has put Utah in the spotlight. Now he hopes the Mountain West Immigration Summit will be a chance for some of that success to rub off on a divided nation.
You have these large groups within my own Republican Party where you have presidential nominees feeling that they have to speak to their base, who wants nothing but put up a border fence for 3,000 miles, armed guards, and that'll solve the problem.
But speaking at the City Center Marriott, Shurtleff said the enforcement-only approach is not solving the problem. He pointed to states like Georgia and Alabama, saying their economies have been devastated by a declining migrant worker population precipitated by such laws. Paul Bridges, mayor of Uvalde, Georgia, has filed a lawsuit against his own state for passing such legislation. He says the biggest issue with an enforcement-only bill is that it scares everyone away, not just illegal immigrants.
Someone who has documents is not going to want to be in the same car or in the same field or in the same house with someone who is undocumented with a law like HB 87, because they are just as liable to be arrested and have to defend themselves in a lawsuit, or maybe even lose their own papers.
Bridges says Georgia relies on a large number of labor hands to keep the economy going.
When you guys talk about jobs, you're talking about a 9-to-5, 5 days a week job. In the onion fields, we're talking 6 days a week, from early morning until late at night. Then if it's not available, then they go do pine straw. They have crew leaders who move them from one place to another, so it's just not conducive for you and I to work in an environment like that.
Priscilla Salant with the University of Idaho introduced data on the Hispanic immigrant population in the 8 states in the Mountain West. According to the data, there are about 1.5 million in the region, which is about 7% of the total population. Salant specifically pointed to Idaho's farming communities.
Those areas in Idaho that have seen an increase in Hispanic population have, during the recession, had lower unemployment rates. The economies were stronger in those areas that had the significant influx of Hispanic population.
Salant says the private sector has easily been able to accommodate the immigrant population. Shurtleff says the last thing that needs to be done is to drive away that labor. But in the absence of reform on the federal level, he says something must be done.
Perhaps state by state, but do it right, effectively, in a way that helps promote public safety, not detract from public safety, which we in law enforcement know is harmful to public safety, but in a way that recognizes the worth of a soul, the individuals, families.
A judge has issued a temporary restraining order against Utah's immigration enforcement law, HB 497. A hearing December 2nd will determine whether the state can implement the law. The summit included members of the business community, law enforcement, faith, and government leaders from Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and Wyoming. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.